It is easy to disagree and have opinions, but it is difficult to defend my objections. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. It is easy to disagree and have opinions, but it's difficult to defend my objections. We all like to play the human game and have opinions and object about things and disagree and so forth. Now, this morning we had the opportunity of carrying out what we said we were going to do last night. And we said, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to let Brian come and hold the thing up while we screw it in place and so forth. And we had an opportunity to show ourselves how brilliant we are, how imaginative we are, how creative we are. Now, if we had said, yes, let's do this, now, how will we hold the oven in place while we're doing it and then screw it, the screws in? We would have come up with some very imaginative ideas. I mean, we're not stupid. We act that way, but we're not stupid. It's easy to disagree and have opinions, but it's difficult to defend my objections. Last night, you said you didn't want to do it. You wanted to wait until the morning, and then we would do it. And then this morning came, and you said, all right, let's look at it. So we went over to look at it, and, oh, that's too heavy for us to hold up. Well, now, intelligence would say to you, okay, if that's too heavy to hold up, let's have something hold it up. Let's create something that's going to hold it up. And now, what would be the smartest thing that we could have to hold it up? Well, we don't have any boxes that exact size. We don't have anything that exact size to do those things. But we have what are called jacks. And a jack is of a variable size. And you just put a board down below, so you protect the top of the shelf below, and you put a board up above so it will hold the oven as you're jacking it up, and then you put the jack in there, and you screw the jack up so that it puts it into the right place. And there's no work whatsoever. Little effort to move it up on top of the board, but you lift it on and off of the tabletops and on and off of here and there, and no effort at all. But no, you said, it's too much work. We'll wait until our handyman comes and let him do it. Let him figure it out. He can't do it alone either. Oh, my goodness, we love to put conditions in mind. He can't do it either. He doesn't have the strength to do it by himself, and he doesn't have enough arms to do it by himself. Well, if I know Brian, Brian is a handyman, and Brian is a lazy man. He's like our dear friend Heinz. He's a lazy man. He does not want to do any work that can be done simpler. Whatever is the simplest way to do the job, he wants to do it. If there is any work that can be done with a tractor, Heinz will do it with a tractor. If it has to be done with a shovel by hand, Heinz lets that be the last thing he's going to do. And this is not a bad thing. This is just his nature. Well, this is the same nature of Brian. If Brian can use the tractor to accomplish something, he's going to do that. Even if it means having the tractor lift up some little box on the ground that he could have lifted himself and do it. But that's okay. Brian is a great guy. He does what he does. And unfortunately, we're missing a point here. We're missing a point here. And the point is, Heinz is our creation. Heinz is a reflection of who we are. So each one of you who has an opinion about how Heinz handles things, that's who you are. Heinz is not a bad guy. He's a very wonderful guy, in fact. And Brian, he's not a bad or dumb guy in any way. Very wonderful. Very creative. But we create him being doing things the way we want them done, We create him as a big, strong ox, you know, that can accomplish anything. Well, if you ever watch Brian, you will find that he does not use that big brawn of his to accomplish his goals. He uses his mind to do it. He goes after the little roots until he can come to the big roots, and then he pulls the whole thing out. He doesn't just go over there and take his muscles and lean over and yank the thing out of there, yank the old piece of weed out of the ground that is in there like the bush that has to come out. He doesn't do that. He uses his intelligence. He's a very wise man. That's because we're wise. Okay, now, if we were to jack that thing into place, we would find it worked very easily. And then we just leave it a little bit of sway so we could put it in the proper location for the bolts that are coming down to screw into the top of the stove. And it would be very easy. But it would take a little thinking ahead of time. And thinking, that is something we have not trained ourselves to do. We've trained ourselves to disagree and to have opinions, but we find it very difficult to stand behind our objections, because our opinions are usually based on the fact that we, too, are very lazy. We don't want to do anything that's going to extend a little muscle power and show a little bit of genius on our part. Now, we can. We can. And I would say that now is a good time to start. Let's look at it this way. If we would like to be a spiritual master, if we would like to be spiritually illumined, if we would like to use the allness knowledge, the omniscience that dwells within us, if we'd like to use that, then what must we do? We must start using it. We must look at the operation before us, the task before us, and say, okay, now, if I were Jesus, and omniscient like Jesus is, and all-knowing like Jesus is, what would I do? But you don't have to do that. You just say, all right, Herb, you're all-knowing. What is the step to do? And I would answer myself, well, my goodness sakes, you realize that there are a thousand, a million steps that could be taken to accomplish this. One is just see it done, and that's cool. But do you practice that? No. Another is to see the best technique for doing it. Your levitation, just hold it up like that. Well, that you haven't quite mastered yet either. And so then you say, all right, well, how are we going to get that up so that it'll stay in position while we are putting the screws in without straining our gut? And you think, how do you lift anything heavy that is difficult to lift? Well, you jack it up. Oh, you mean like you take a board, a plank, a lever, and you leverage it up. Yeah, that's a way too. And that's an easy way to do it. You just put a block down there and just grip. Up she goes. And another way would be to take our little car jack and put a 2x4 down below, giving it an overall position on the top of the thing there, and then put the jack there and put a 2x4 on top of the jack and just screw it right up and slip the oven right above it, and it'd be in place in no time. Now, hey, that is cool. But it's easier to disagree. It's easier to have opinions about it. And then, of course, it's very difficult to defend those objections that you have when someone comes along and says, oh, I'll do it for you. And they do it so easily and so wonderfully with the same tools that you have available to you, the same imagination you have available to you, the same genius you have available, but they do it. They don't say, it is difficult or it can't be done, because they're not going to put problems in front of themselves and then with those problems in front of themselves make it difficult. Now, we have a young man who is who wants to have a companion. And he wants to have a companion because he finds that that's a lovely thing to do. In other words, he doesn't have much to do. He doesn't have working on his physical body. He doesn't have working on his spiritual body. When he was out in athletics, athletics were his full thing. And he was very busy with it, and he wasn't even thinking of a girl. When he was working on his mastership training, he wasn't even thinking of a girl. Or maybe he was, we don't know about it, but he wasn't even thinking about it. Now that he has nothing to do, and he's just out there playing a game of being a normal human being with nothing to do, nothing important, nothing impressive in this world, he feels he needs a companion. Well, now, he wants a companion because he wants someone to be snugly close to. Well, now, that's not a bad idea. And he has found various people who like to be snugly close, but they haven't always proven to be the people that were the ideal people for him. Now, what's his problem? His problem is he has not sat down and decided how to screw that oven up into place. He has just said that it's heavy, it cannot be done, it's an obstacle, we'll get someone else to do it. And so he has given his girlfriends away. He has given his companions away. Now, the day that he settles down and says, I know that I know that I know, I have now my perfect companion. And then he says, I wonder what my perfect companion is. Is my perfect companion a woman? Yes. Is my perfect companion a young woman my same age? Yes. Is my perfect companion white, black, yellow, brown, or orange, or green? You know, doesn't matter. Is my perfect companion as intelligent as I am, as I think I am? And at least close to that. And is my perfect companion a happy person who's going to be always bubbly and happy and joyous and be a delight to be around? Sounds like a good idea. Okay, now, when do you stop determining what your perfect companion is going to be? As soon as you let go and let the divine in you reveal that perfect companion. As soon as you let go and let the divine in you reveal how to put that microwave oven into place so you can screw it up on the ceiling, you will do it. But if you don't stop and take only one way of doing it as the way, then you got a problem. And you see, this is why we have problems. We have problems because it's easy to disagree and have opinions. Oh my, do we have opinions. And do we think that our opinions are right? Wow. Just as an illustration, last night I was playing my iPod music on the little speaker system that I bought. And all of a sudden, it would go down and it would disappear. And then it would come back up and go down and disappear. And I thought, oh no, it's not something wrong with the iPod. And I said, Herb, why are you saying such a silly thing? It might be the speakers, but it's not the iPod. So I took the iPod and played it on the computer system, and it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect, just glorious. And then I realized that it is that new speaker, which needs to be returned, and picked up for a different one, because that one is malfunctioning. Okay? Now, whew, that gave me a big thing. But I've already thrown away the box that the speaker came in, and I don't have the order form for it. So therefore, how am I going to turn it back in? How am I going to take it to Fry's and get an exchange for it? With no box and no nothing, you know? That's tough. That's tough. But, you know, what's the big problem? The big problem is the speaker costs a couple dollars. You go down and you buy another one. And you take that one in, and if they don't want to take it, so what? But you don't go down there with the idea they don't want to take it. Of course, you don't have a cover for it, you don't have the box it came in, you don't have anything, but hey, they'll take it because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And you're not bringing it back because you didn't try it. You gave it a very good try, but it doesn't work. And they will say to you, yeah, it doesn't work, no problem. They'll throw it in the basket with a return to sender, return to manufacturer. It doesn't work. Pure and simple. And then they give me another one. No problem, which will work perfectly. But you see, if I go in there with all of my disagreements and my arguments and my opinions and say, it's not about me, blah, boo, boo, doo, and they'll say, oh boy, here comes another complainer, you know. But if I just go in there and say, hey, the thing doesn't work, I'd like to get another one. Okay, fine. Here, you go get another one, bring it to me, and I'll mark it as paid, and then we'll take this and send it back to the manufacturer. No problem. No problem. Why do you like Home Depot? Because you go in there, there's no discussion. If you say the thing doesn't work, they say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and they put it away. Now, there are people who cheat, but that's the minority. Majority come in there with a sincere complaint, and they work with them. This Fry's has been the same way. You come in there with a sincere complaint, and they work. I've gone into some of the better stores, and they say, oh, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. And so I've decided that the better stores aren't really the better stores. Mm-hmm. I can buy the same thing from Fry's. I went into Apple Computer, which is really quality setup, and they had the same thing that Fry's had. But they were charging $99.99 for it, and Fry's was only charging something like $50, you know. And I said to the clerk at Apple, I said, is this the same thing that you have? And he says, yeah, it's exactly the same thing. Well, why have you got this higher price on? Oh, I guess our pricers just didn't get the message yet. So we pay the higher price because their pricers didn't get the message. Well, I think that was a nice thing for the fellow to say. He was honorable and everything else. And so, you know, but you see, when you don't go in with disagreement and opinions right away, you just tell them the facts. This doesn't work. What can we do? And they'll say, well, give it here and take a new one, you know. And if that's going to be your attitude, it's always going to work out. If you go to a job you have that's facing you and the job is a little difficult, like lifting the microwave in place and holding it up there while you screw those screws that are 7,000 feet long, you know, around, 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 around. And, hey, I already solved that, didn't I? What did I do? I put the drill on it. I put the drill and the bit on the end there and... You know, that's why we bought this battery-operated one, because we wanted to be able to do things like that wherever we were. Take the screws out, put them back in, and it's great. And all of this twisting and twisting and twisting that you used to have to do until somebody came along and said, hey, if a drill can drill a hole, a drill can put in a screw. And lo and behold, we did it. And it was just somebody's thought. It was in the universal mind, in the universal awareness, but you object. Oh, you can't use a drill for that. A drill is only designed for drilling holes, you know. You can't use it for screwing screws or doing this or that. And then, do you know what else they decided? They decided that they were going to get a nail pounder, an air-pressured nail pounder. And so, not only that, but the nails are inside of the head of the nail pounder. So you take the nail pounder and you push it here, press the button, and the nail's in, and it puts the next nail, and the nail goes in. Now, who ever thought of those wonderful things, you know? the hammer was used for centuries, you know, and very effectively. And it is still being used by those who have not purchased the nail pounder. But, you see, we object. We disagree. We have opinions. And with our objection and our disagreement and our opinions, we talk ourselves right out of how to do anything. Now, how is our friend going to find his perfect companion? He's first going to go inside of himself and say, I now have my perfect companion. He will not look. He will not have his eyes closed, but he will not go out and look. He will just have his perfect companion. And when that perfect one comes along for him that is harmonious with his emotional self, there she is. But he will never have a vision go through his mind, which is a negative vision of what that perfect person is. Although, maybe that vision is what he really wants. Maybe that vision is what he really wants. He had a vision of the lady being a little heavy, and heavy glasses and other things. All the things, you see, he doesn't wear glasses. And he has a perfect physique. He has a perfect body. He has a perfect mind. He's fabulous in every way. He just now wants a perfect companion. Well, how did he get the perfect body, the perfect mind, the perfect physique, the perfect ear? He got that by saying, I have a perfect body. I like my perfect body. I have a perfect physique. I have a perfect mind. And now I have my perfect companion. Right?
Yeah, right.
And then it's done. Now, it's easy to disagree, and it's easy to have opinions, but it's difficult to defend these objections because they take you away from where you want to go. So it's up to us now to start speaking our word and going where we want to go and accomplishing what we want to accomplish. That's what life's all about. And that's what we're all about here at God Unlimited University of Healing in Campo, California, where we always speak our word saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, and I am being myself and having fun under all circumstances. Have a lovely day, and know that you're in my heart, and my love and my blessings always. I love you, I love you, I love you.